Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi out there, and welcome to Caffeination 036. Yes, this is Caffeination 36. We'd like to send a big thank you and hello out there to all of our returning listeners. And we'll get to a little bit more on that in a moment. And if this is your first time listening to the Caffeination, welcome. You're about to experience a rather interesting podcast. This podcast is all about coffee, tech news, tips, and general news found around on the web. So I hope you find it interesting. If you're listening to this podcast over on the Tech Podcast Network stream, then you can find it at www.caffination.com. If you'd like to leave us feedback, you can email us at caffeination@gmail.com. You can call our listener line at 206-202-2338. Or you can go to our MySpace homepage at www.myspace.com/caffeination. First off, we'd like to use our new geostats to the best of our ability here, and we found the northernmost place where people are listening to the Caffeination, and there's a whole bunch of different things, and up until about a week and a half ago, our fine friends in Edmonton, Alberta were the winners, but now we have some people who are listening to the podcast in Yellowknife, Canada, so hello out there to everybody up in the Northwest Territories in Canada, and hi out there to everybody in Edmonton, Alberta. Welcome to the Stanley Cup Finals, boys, well played. All right, well, yeah, so we're going to be showcasing out there, and if you'd like to send a big shout-out to the place where you live, just send us an email. Or if you'd like to see where people are listening to the podcast, you can head on over to caffeination.com. If you click the Become a Fan link, apparently you can gain access to where people are listening to the podcast. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting to sit there and stare at it. I had a friend who went out to a state college here in Pennsylvania for the week last week, and He downloaded it out there, and before he even sent me an email, I was like, oh, wow, somebody's listening to us out at State College, and it was just kind of interesting to see where people are seeing us from, and I know we got people in Australia, England, just this week we started picking up people in Belgium and the Netherlands, so that should be cool. So I'd like to say again a big hi and thank you to everybody for downloading and using your time to listen to the Caffeination here. I'd send you a little bit of an update about things happening here at the Caffeination headquarters. Yes, we will be moving right around the end of June, beginning of July. Hopefully we're going to make a seamless transition, so there might be a couple shows where it's either just music or a little bit of pre-recorded news or something like that. I don't know, hopefully nothing will be disrupted. We're not moving from the internet perspective, rather the physical locality of the Caffeination headquarters will be moving. Should all go well with the settlement and everything like that. The wife and I are going to be making settlement on a house the end of June, so wish us the best of luck with that. Bold new world, you know what I mean? Well, we kind of screwed up on the last show pretty big. It left all the music to the end and didn't really make any sense about halfway through. So we're going to try and slow it down a little bit here, cut it down to the bare basics, and hopefully you'll like it a little bit better. First up, from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, we have Anthony Stauffer and Holy Smoke with their song Covenant. Hope you like this. Again, we're still going with the jazzy, bluesy stuff here, so again, I hope you like this one, and tell me what you think.
I give myself to you. Covenant with you. To leave a woman, no man should ever do. my covenant with you.
Very long song. That brought us all the way up to 12 minutes. Again, that was Anthony Staffer and Holy Smoke from the PodSafe Music Network with their song Covenant. Now, I really like the beginning of that song. Has a definite Stevie Ray Vaughan kind of soulful guitar to it. So, yeah, that's the kind of thing that gets you going. You know what I mean? So, I'd also like to send out a big apology. Last episode was actually the Memorial Day episode, or the day right before Memorial Day. So I hope everybody took a little bit of a minute and, well, all those in the United States, that is, and everybody else, all the other countries out there, you know, you can take your own little moment, but just take your moment to remember all the people who died for the country to make it what it is today, whether in wars or not, but still, you know, just, I know it's a little bit of a sobering thought, but that's what the holiday's for, you know what I mean? It's to honor the people who both put their lives on the line and those who made the ultimate sacrifice to actually make our country what it is today. And I'm sure other people in other countries feel the exact same way about their military. So, yeah, send a big thank you out to everybody you know who's in the military. So, yeah. All right, moving right along onto the Tech Tidbits section here at the Cafe Nation. I'd like to have another little net neutrality update for you. First of all, apparently there's been a lot more publicity about... Oh man, I'm popping pretty bad today. I hope that doesn't sound too bad, but still. There's been a lot more publicity lately about you know, net neutrality, and there's been some jumbled facts. So actually, one of our listeners, Fabrice, sent me a letter from eBay, apparently from eBay's president, supporting net neutrality. And again, this is one of those really gray areas. Not the fact that eBay sent the letter, but I've had a lot of people who've talked to me about this who are just generally confused about what exactly net neutrality is. So if I was going to boilerplate the issue and try and make it as simple as possible, it's basically... I pay for my connection to the network. I pay to have a website on the network. What net neutrality ensures is that if somebody else has a competing podcast, that you, as a listener, would be able to download either one of them just as fast. That's it. Right now, there's, you know, talk that the telecoms and all the people who operate the network want to create kind of a tiered system so that people who pay more would be able to have faster connections and guaranteed service. And it just gets really complicated after that. But, I mean, when you break it down, that's basically what it could turn out to be. Now, I also have linked up in there a rant, basically, over at Wired.com. Now, this is a fabulous article. It gives you pretty much both sides, and it doesn't honestly take one side or another, although it does choose the lesser of two weevils, so to speak. You know, two bold weevils walking down the road. One has a lot of money, one doesn't have anything. Of course, you pick the lesser of two weevils, you know what I mean? Yes, very bad joke, and probably going to get made fun of horribly, but in the article on the one of the little side panels, they actually list all of the current laws, bills, and everything in the works, and what exactly they would mean for net neutrality. Now, I'm not going to go over all this. I just wanted to kind of show you that it's out there, let you listen to that, and let you develop your own little, I guess your own opinion on it. I mean, I've already pontificated on it long enough, and basically the Wired article says that there is no such thing as net neutrality as it is now. There's just kind of like this odd hodgepodge of peering agreements, and it gets really complicated, but the article does a fabulous job explaining about the current state of things and what the laws would do. And basically, they kind of come down on the side of net neutrality and say, all right, who are you going to really trust here? Do you want the telecoms to self-police themselves and, you know, kind of laissez-faire, you know, free market where they will generally screw people over? Or do you want the government to come in and say, you know what, you just can't do it? So, looks like things are going to kind of change in the world of networking here, for good or for bad, one way or another. Everything's going to change, so... Yeah, you might as well get used to the fact now that things are just going to be different in the future. So it's been a good ride so far, but we'll see exactly where some of these laws end up. And there is no one specific net neutrality law that is probably going to make it in its current form all the way out there. However, I do remember that the one that I was following, H.R. 5417, which I think stands for like a House bill or something like that, that's the one that recently made it out of committee. It's actually one of the shortest laws I've ever seen, because it's only like an addendum to an existing law. So it's H.R. 5417. I'll try and put that up in the show notes for you. But I would strongly encourage everybody to visit caffeination.com and check out some of the links in the Tech Tidbits section, because you should definitely read that Wired article. It's actually one of the ones on their main page, so if you listen to this podcast anytime during the week of 5:31, then you might be able to just find it there, or it's actually linked to the permanent location of that article in our show notes. So that's about all we're going to say there. Hopefully we won't have anything next time, because I realize I've been spending a lot of time on this, and it's probably incredibly boring to people. So on to one of my favorite topics. We're going to go back into the Google world. And today's a little function from the Google Labs is Google Trends. Now, if you're interested in what people are searching for when, this is a funky little website there. It's pretty interesting. You can see what people are searching for at any given time. So if I search for instance, right now I'm doing it. If I search for coffee and podcast, it shows you like this graph over the past little amount of time, and says you know, what the peaks were, anything that happened around that point in time, and it's pretty interesting. Now, podcast has only appeared in mid 2004, whereas coffee's been rather peak. You know, has like a longer history, because I'm pretty sure coffee's been around a lot longer. But yeah, Seattle, you are right up there, and we have a whole bunch of listeners to the podcast in Seattle, so that kind of makes some sense. And according to Google Trends, number four on the list is San Francisco, California, and they actually have the largest percentage of podcast and coffee searches at the same point in time. So yeah, that explains why we have about 15-20 listeners from San Francisco. So it's an interesting little site. If I were you, you know, it kind of captures the zeitgeist of things, and, you know, another popular buzzword, but kind of captures the spirit of things, and it shows you in relation to various news articles and things like that. So, for instance, if you were to search for 9/11, it would show you all of the major points from 9/11 along that timeline. Or if you were to search for coffee, which I just did, it shows you a couple times that coffee has made it into the news, made it into, you know, like the upper echelons of the news, so to speak. And it's kind of an interesting little thing. You know, it takes you back over the past couple years. I think it went back to like end of 2003, so it's interesting to just see. So let me know what you think about that one. And there's another website from Google that I was trying to find out for, but basically it lets you organize exactly what part of your site you'd like to see, and I'll try and find the link. I was playing around with it a little bit, but didn't get it right. There's also been an update to the Google Page Creator, so that's pretty interesting if you ever get a chance to do that. It's basically web design for people who know nothing. So you just go to pages.google.com and you can design your own little web pages in there. So it's a pretty interesting little thing, and they actually have minor image editing tools and a whole bunch of other stuff in there. So it's really fun to play with. But if you don't know anything about web design, that's a good place to start. So yeah, you can head on over there and check that one out. All right, now this next one, I realized that I have this spelled wrong in the show notes, so I'm going to have to go back and look at it. But this is a very funky website. First of all, I'm going to warn you right now, the website itself is in Japanese. I do not read Japanese, so it's just a bunch of squiggles on the screen. It also only works in Internet Explorer. So, yeah, it's very specific. However, apparently there's some scientist over in Japan who, just from analyzing the facial structure of someone, is able to determine what their voice would sound like. So if you head on over there in Internet Explorer and you can click on some of the proper squiggles, it might take you a little bit of time, but you can actually hear what the Mona Lisa would sound like. Of course, she's speaking Italian, as she is wont to do, but and I don't speak Italian. So you can just kind of get a sound for what her voice would sound like. And something that they didn't link in the article, but they do have in the squiggle page, is there's a picture of Da Vinci himself from one of his own sketches. And you can hear what his voice would sound like. And they kind of, if I can find the article again, I'll tell you, it says basically by the shape of the jaw and the shape of the head itself, you can create like a sonic profile. For instance, somebody has a square jaw, has a deeper sounding voice, and somebody who has a pointed chin has higher mid ranges than somebody who has a rounded chin. So I don't really know exactly how they do it, but it's pretty interesting to listen to the Mona Lisa talk. So you can try that. Two more things in tech tidbits today. First of all is the OneCare side note. Now, Microsoft has launched their OneCare software package, and this is pretty much the only thing I'm going to say about this today. Other than the fact that it's $50 for 3 licenses. So if you have 3 computers, $50 covers you for all 3. It's supposed to be the one-stop shop for antivirus, anti-spyware, anti-phishing, whole 9 yards. Alright, here's my problem with it. Microsoft products having holes in them allow viruses and other things to get in. So because they didn't design the product right from the beginning, now they're going to charge you $50 a year. Oh yeah, I'm sorry, did I mention it was per year? So now they're going to charge you $50 per year to stay safe, and they're going to fix all their problems. Now the only problem that the biggest problem that a lot of people have pointed out already is that OneCare subscribers are going to have managed updates and a whole bunch of other things. So does this mean that by subscribing to OneCare, you are more protected quicker from vulnerabilities as they come out? So for instance, if something appears on BugTrack or Full Disclosure tomorrow, does that mean that the OneCare subscribers are going to get an earlier version of the patch because they're subscribed to this? Or does that mean that Microsoft's still going to be pushing out their patches? Because, I mean, I know from the place where I work, we're not going to be using OneCare because we have a contract with another vendor. That's pretty much the long and the short of it. So I don't know what they're going to be doing with this. I don't like the idea of Microsoft getting into the antivirus field, basically because I've seen their shoddy workmanship in other products. And don't get me wrong, I'm not, slamming Microsoft on everything. I'm just saying that they have a history of putting out products that, shall we say, are less than superb from the beginning. So, not saying that other antivirus manufacturers are anywhere near perfect, and Symantec has actually proved that recently with their rather large security flaw that they had out there. And if you have a Symantec antivirus, you do need to update it very shortly. There is a vulnerability found which someone can take control of your computer through no action of yours. They did fix it in 5 days, so kudos to them for acting so quickly, but still, that's a pretty big vulnerability. And I know I'm leaving out a lot of details there, but we're going to leave the OneCare thing aside for right now, and I'm going to do a little bit of research on it, see exactly what it is, but I know that there's a lot of people out there afraid of exactly what OneCare is going to do to the rest of the industry. First of all, the industry is afraid that by bundling OneCare with its products, Microsoft's going to get a little bit of cup of coffee there. but is going to get an advantage. You know, I personally think that they deserve an advantage in certain things because, you know, all right, well, if you're going to bundle something like Internet Explorer, first of all, let me uninstall it, and then fine, you can bundle all you want. I mean, Apple bundles everything with their PowerBooks and everything that comes out. I mean, you get iLife. Has anyone complained that there's no competition with any of the things that they produce? No, I mean, it's because they make the products, they get to choose what gets included with it. Oh, again, another side note, which is not going to appear in the show notes. Dell has recently entered into an agreement with Google to install certain Google Pack software on their computers by default. So, this should make an interesting purchase in the near future, because you're going to get the Windows Vista and the Google Pack installed, so I wonder which desktop search they're going to use, because Microsoft's coming out with one that's going to be standard in Vista, and I know Google has an incredible desktop search where it's pretty cool. You just double tap the control key and you can bring up the little search box and it can search your entire computer for whatever you need. So it's pretty interesting. All right, now that just about ends the tech tidbits, except for today's edition of Tidit. Yes, this day in tech. Now, we have a couple little stretches here today, but in 1790, the United States enacts its first copyright statute, the Copyright Act of 1790. So you would not have any of this DRM crap floating around now if it hadn't been for the Copyright Act of 1790. In 2003, we had the final flight of the Air France Concorde taking place, and today, according to the Wikipedia, is IT Day, but they had no explanation for it. So if you have somebody who's in IT, that was their day, today. No information at all, like I said, on that. According to Bizarre May Holidays, today was also Macaroon Day, so if you're a fan of them, enjoy them. And my wife sent me something, and I don't know exactly how to take this, but today was the National Grump Out Day. Apparently you were not allowed to be cranky today, because, what's the little link there? Yeah, it was, smilemania.com. That's where they sent you. But, not a real big fan of that. I'm a cranky individual to begin with, so, thanks for sending me that. I don't know what she was trying to tell me by that, but that ends your edition of Tidit This Day in Tech. So we might be expanding that in the future. Not every day has a deep-rooted technological news associated with it. We might start talking about some of the people who were born and things like that. But just send us some feedback on what you think of that and what you think of the job we're doing here at the Caffeination Podcast. So if you noticed that today is the stuffed edition, I had a fabulous Italian dinner tonight complete with very thick, hearty chocolate cake, so I'm kind of doing the podcast on a full stomach here. I actually had to make a little bit of coffee to brighten myself up because I had a nap by the time I got home, so it's going to be a very good sleep tonight. First of all, we got the air conditioner on because it's unseasonably hot in the area right around here. I think it topped out at like 89 degrees, and it's only like the end of freaking May here, and I live in the Philadelphia area, so in case anybody didn't know that. All right, on to our TPN info. Yes, Tech Podcast Network information. Please join us over at techpodcasts.com. That's TechPodcasts.com for the Tech Podcast Roundtable on June 3rd. That's this Saturday. It's always a good time over there, and some of the topics that they're going to be discussing are the hottest software tools and sites on the internet, the Mackie Traction 2 recording software demo, promoting your podcast in Second Life, and more topics are going to be announced. They're also going to be giving away things from, such as a book from No Starch Press on PGP or GPC. So if that kind of stuff interests you, and even if it doesn't, so you can join the Skype cast. Again, there's all kinds of information over there on techpodcasts.com. So it's pretty interesting little stuff that they have going on here. Now for the caffeinated bits today. Now, I have been drinking a lot of iced coffee. I don't know about anybody else, but there's just something when it's unseasonably warm out and caffeine are automatic. Like, every morning I hear the news talking heads say, oh, you know, you should really cut back on caffeine. Well, you know what? Screw you, buddy. I can't do that. It's not something that's in my makeup. So I figured out that the thing you need to do to create your perfect morning is to just have a nice, smooth cup of iced coffee. So, until it gets back down to a more seasonable time, temperature, sorry. We're going to be rocking the iced coffee. And there was no coffee recipes or anything like that for today. And here's why. Because every time I kept looking for it, you can actually hear it right now. I'd like to thank Comcast for all of their commercials. For some reason, are like 30 decibels higher than any other commercials on the radio, or the TV, rather. So my wife's in the other room right now, watching TV, and about every 3-4 minutes, and when I was trying to concentrate and find something, I got deafened, and then she'd turn the thing down, and then the commercial would be over, and then she'd have to crank it back up. So, yeah, I'd like to thank Comcast for ruining my search for a very good and wholesome coffee recipe today. Decided to just tune that all out and just keep going up here, so we'll see exactly how the rest of this thing goes. Well, now on to the rest of the music bits here. I promised you a little Coco Taylor, the venerable jazz singer. Wonderful pipes on this woman. So Coco Taylor from Alligator Records and the Podsafe Music Network, we have Stop Watching Your Enemies. So tell me what you think of this one, alright? And here again is Coco Taylor.
Right next door. She lay awake at night.
Records and the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. Well, everybody, that just about wraps it up here for the episode 36 of the Caffeination Podcast. So this podcast has been brought to you by the letter D. Oh, and one more thing. This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Thanks for listening, everybody, and stay caffeinated, people.